CNET.com reported yesterday that U.S. President Barack Obama announced $2.4 billion in new subsidies for electric car development. Meanwhile, CNN.com today reports that two U.S. Navy vessels collided early Friday in the Strait of Hormuz. What do these two news items have to do with each other? The U.S. government is spending money to try to address a problem it creates in the first place. If electric cars were more profitable, investors would already be providing plenty of financial capital for electric car developers. Why aren't electric cars more profitable? Because gasoline is kept artificially cheap by the U.S. taxpayer picking up the tab for security in major oil shipping lanes like the Strait of Hormuz. Without that subsidy, the price of oil would rise and, as a result, investing in electric car development would be more attractive. The main rationale for government is that it supposedly defends us against other threats. Because protection is a valuable service, though, people would be willing to pay for it voluntarily in an open market. It is the forcible monopolization of protection services, with mandatory tax funding, that enables government to unfairly dole out special privileges, such as subsidizing the petroleum industry, to the detriment of the electric car industry. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.